Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi Pete. Do you guys offer a new loan for small businesses for business loan or?
Yes. One second here before we start. Do you have the 16-digit reservation code that came on this?
No.
Well, how did you get this number then?
Oh, I just received a letter actually.
At the bottom of the letter, there should be a 16-digit code. I need that in order to bring your file up here.
But that is not my business. I just received a wrong. It's on my address.
Okay, can I should I just get the code from you so we can account for the mailer? It's a 16-digit right on the bottom of the letter.
I'll get it, Dad, but that is something that maybe it's, believe, old owner. He moved out from here. He closed his business.
So oh, okay, so...
And receive a letter, so...
Okay. Do you have it in front of you?
No, I kind of get it. I've just stepped out, so... Yeah, it's in I probably have it somewhere, so I just looked yesterday that...
So okay.
Just as you know, I'll check you, other you guys offering any business loan or something, so...
All right, well, let me just do this. If you don't have the letter, can I just confirm some information from you before we start? Just as a formality, that's what we do, and then I'll answer any questions you have and get you into the right program. Does that sound good? Perfect.
Okay.
So whom am I speaking with right now?
Okay, this is Raj.
Mm-hmm.
This is Raj, R-A-J.
Mm-hmm. And Raj, what's your last name?
Singh, S-I-N-G-H.
S-I-N-G-H. And Raj, what's a good phone number to reach you just in case the line gets disconnected?
209-242-3653.
Perfect. And Raj, tell me, what is the legal name of your business?
Shree Insurance Services, Inc.
Shree as in S-H-R-I?
R-E-E.
R-E-E Insurance Services. And is that your DBA name as well?
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. And Raj, are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Perfect. And how long have you been in business?
1 year.
And, excuse me, and the corporation, is it a S Corp, C Corp?
C Corp.
C Corp. Perfect. One last thing. Can you please give me the address that the business is located at?
5637 North Pershing Avenue, Stockton, California, 95207.
Perfect. So tell me a little bit about the business and the background, how you're involved, and what you're looking to do here.
I'm from last 9 years in insurance business in the same place, and the letter I received, it's old owner, the business name was Rossi, R-O-S-S-I, Rossi and Ward Insurance Services.
R-O-S-S-Y?
R-O-S-S-I.
I, insurance, is that where the old owner was?
Yeah, he just sold out that business, so.
Did he sell it to you?
Yeah. No, he just sold out somebody else, and I was working with him, so, and then we started my own business. I created my own company, last year. I do insurances, personal, commercials, workers' comp, but last 9 years I'm into insurance business, so.
Yeah, perfect. That's very interesting. How's it been so far? Is it good? Do you like doing your job?
No, I actually love that. It's business is really great. Yeah, I don't have it's a first year, so we are moving forward with we are fully blessed by the God, so just moving forward with it's good. So I'm just trying to explore myself, and I started last year in October 2015. So.
Oh, you're coming up just on your 1 year. Congratulations.
Yeah.
So, Raj, tell me, what are you looking for? Some capital, I imagine?
I'm just looking for maybe a 20 grand loan, business loan, so that I have to be explore some marketing, advertisement, and some another office utilizations, some more equipment, hiring more people, computer, those things.
Perfect. So, have you pursued marketing or advertising with this business before, or do you have any experience with that?
Yeah, I do have experience. We did marketing before too with the old owner when we were together. Yeah, so and just a regular advertisement with the different places and.
What kind of advertising? Direct mail? Were you doing online?
It's probably all. It's gonna be a direct mail too. It's a social media, direct mail, online, and some flyers too. It's all little by little with the different places. Depend what, because I'm living in a Stockton area for last 13 years, so I know a little bit like where I need to be do, what kind of a market where I'm gonna doing with which. So.
Yeah. Of course. What kind of return on investment do you get from marketing? Well, how much are you planning on spending on the marketing? Not the whole 20 or how much?
No, I'll just spend maybe in a 20%, but I like to keep a little bit more money in handy rather than spend all money. So
yeah, so if I give you 20,000, how much would you spend on the marketing?
It's maybe at least 3,000-4,000, 5,000 maximum. Yeah.
Okay. So what are you going to be using the rest of the money for? What kind of payroll?
Just a payroll to increasing more people, hiring more, and buying little more stuff, and with the computers and I have some equipment, some program in insurance, which we need to be buy. To upload, to carry more forward with the accurate information with all, we can accept all.
How much does that cost you?
It costs probably $500-$600 a month.
Okay.
$400-$500 a month as well. So.
Okay. So from this $20,000, what's your return on investment going to be? You know, you're going to get the software, computers, increase the size of your business.
Yeah, and I'm definitely looking at least from a 40-50% investment return, 50%, 60% return too with my advertisement.
Wow, that's very good margins on the marketing. Is that similar to what you have gotten in the past with your old business, or where are you getting those numbers from?
Yeah, we did in a before and we were very successful too, but it needs to be spent a little money, you know, at least for 3 months or 5 months, then you start seeing it is not something we can same month we will get a return, but yeah, it at least 3-4 months we need to be spend continue money and keep an eye on like people recognize, you know, and they start, you know. So, and this is what we did in the past, too.
Okay, perfect.
So,
Raj, when are you looking to do this? What's your time frame? You know, as soon as possible? Like, if we could get the application in and start this next week and finish it next week, that'd be good?
Yeah.
Perfect. So, immediate need. So, have you dealt with a working capital loan in the past, Raj?
No.
Okay, so let me just explain it to you. It's unsecured, first of all, so there's no risk. It goes on your business instead of your personal. It's mostly predicated based on the gross annual sales or the top line revenue of the business. and you know, a little bit on the personal credit and the business credit, but most of it, as far as the amount and everything, is based on your revenues. So what do your gross annual sales look like? I know you've only been open for just about a year, but so what have you done in revenue so far?
I probably I believe it's 100,000 revenue in the first year.
Okay, perfect. That's just about our cutoff for these kind of things. It's about 10,000 a month. So you're right around there, which is not which is good actually. So tell me a little bit about your credit, your personal credit. Is it good, bad, in the middle?
My personal credit is a fair. It's not excellent, to be honestly. So it is a good. It is fair. It is over 600. It is between 650 around.
Okay, good. A little bit less than the average, but we can work with it as far as it's over 600.
Yes, it's probably 645, I believe, yeah.
Okay, good. So the working capital, usually, just as a benchmark, it's about 10% of your revenue. So for you, you'd be looking at around, you know, $10,000 to $12,000. Is that something you can work with? I know you wanted 20, but let's say, you know, if I did get you 10,000 or did I get you 15,000, could you make that work?
Yes. So, okay. 15. So what is the interest rate and everything? But it is, I know it is not something quicker. It's first you guys need to approve, right?
Yes. The interest rate and all of that, as far as term length and interest rate, I cannot really give you because just they're very nuanced the way they do it. The algorithms, they take a look at the daily average balance, how much mm-hmm. money is going in, number of deposits. So I can't get you anything, you know, concrete. Mm-hmm. But the good news mm-hmm. is once we get the application, it only takes 24 mm-hmm. hours for them to get you numbers. So
okay.
Yeah, my job is to just get you approved. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email with the application. It's mm-hmm. going to request some business bank statements, a tax return. Did you do that yet?
Actually, I just started it in last year in October. So, and in November, December, 2 months. So honestly, there is no capital gain over there.
Tax. Yeah. Do you have a, what's it called? Tax certificate for the business?
What is tax certificate? I don't get it.
What did you start the business? Like a license for the business?
I have my license. Yeah, property liability license.
Yeah, send me that just because if you don't have a tax return, I'm dealing with somebody in the same situation. Get me the tax certificate.
I can send you my company tax certificate, my own tax number.
Yeah, that's what I need, the company tax certificate. Perfect. And once I get that information, your bank statements, I send it to underwriting in about 24 hours. Mm-hmm. They have a response, and they'll give you a call mm-hmm. and tell you what some terms and numbers are. Sound good?
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. What's a good email address for you?
Do you guys deal with the one-year loan, one-year business starting?
Yes, we do.
Okay. I don't want to waste your time, though.
We deal with the one-year businesses. It's got to be a smaller amount, but you're not asking for too much, so I think we could definitely help you out. I'm very confident we could do that.
Yeah.
Have you gone to your bank at all or any other lenders, or are we the first one you're contacting?
No, I'm contacting you first one, yeah. I just received a letter. I just went my regular bank to Bank of America. I have, they probably going to do in my next year. So they say it's 2 years will be great. So
yeah, they can't do anything.
Yeah.
Do you have any loans out on the business whatsoever? Any type of loan?
No.
No loans on the business?
No. No loan on business.
Good. Yeah. Okay, Raja, I think we have basically all the information that I need to, you know, assess it, and I'm confident that you can get approved by some of our programs. We usually get about one or two different offers for you, so it gives you some options and what you want to decide to do. What's a good email address where I can send this to you?
Okay, it's my Rajendra Singh. It's my R as in Roger, A as in Apple, G as in Julie, I as in India, N as in Nancy, D as in David, E as in Edward, R as in Roger, S as in Sam, I as in India, N as in Nancy, G as in God, H as in Harry, so to Rajinder Singh, 950@gmail.com.
Perfect. I'll send something in about 5-10 minutes with everything I need. Do you think you can get this back to me later today or possibly tomorrow? Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, no, I can get you today. If you need a license, I can email you back right after.
Yeah, email me everything. Or you can fax it too. I'll have that information. If I don't see anything in my inbox, Raj, I'll give you a call on Monday to follow up, okay?
No, I'll probably send you today.
Okay.
Yeah. Just I'll send you today for my license. I have it. I'm in the office.
I need the license, the tax return, the bank statements. If you can get me that, or the license, the bank statements, and the application. I know you don't have the taxes. If you get me that today, that'd be perfect. All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. Do you have any last minute questions?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Raj.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.